The focus of these activations is to heal and clear and break free from all entanglement with the dark matrix and the lower dimensional gates as well. So anytime that we start the activations, we first want to get grounded. So let's go ahead and get our feet locked onto our grounding platform. It's at the base of our aura. Use our right and left brain. Left brain's connecting the physical body to your grounding platform, and the right brain, it's your holographic intuitive brain, is locking your energy body onto your grounding platform. Working with the feet chakras, you're now grounding and anchoring your feet chakras onto the crystal light grid of the 5D earth. There we go, starting to get rooted. Grounded, anchoring in. Let's start to open up the flow of life force into the lungs and heart, into the chakra pillar. Open mouth, deep, slow breath, using your diaphragm. And as we get this life force starting to move in, you can also exhale out and release any stress of the day. Just shake it off, any body tension. Breathe it out, exhale out any worries, anxiety. We're starting to move more and more into the neutral field of the now. Focusing in with the breath into the heart, into the core center. Let's connect with our heart to beloved mother, father, source, creator. Breathing into the heart, connecting to your divinity, your God spark, your oversoul presence. It exists in all time. And breathing into the heart, we now connect to our soul family, our soul group, our soul's origin, our star system, and soul star light. Start to breathe that in. We're also connecting with the beings of light that are supporting our ascension. And then finally, with the heart, connecting to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, calling in the nature kingdom, the nature spirits, the Devic realm. You're connecting with nature, for nothing can manifest here on Earth without nature. We're also connecting to the plant and the animal kingdom, the crystal kingdom, and the elementals. Let's call in the elements of alchemy, of air and fire, water, earth, and ether. Call them in, breathe them into your body, into your aura. Whew, all the way in. And then we are containing the outer boundary of our aura with a crystalline orb. And this creates our privacy inside. It establishes our sovereign sacred space. Here we go. The crystalline orb is grounding with our feet here onto the grounding platform. So it moves with us wherever we go. There we go. In the sacred space, let's start to work with Lord Metatron and his sacred geometry, Metatron's Cube. I'm embedding it under your feet in your grounding platform. It's the 12 circles around the center, 13th circle. As you are anchoring and grounding onto it, get into the center circle. Your feet locked right into the center. As you give it your focus and your energy, it begins to activate the sacred geometry. It's encoded to turn on and open up. 12 circles start to rise up as 12 pillars of light up and around the aura, around your body. The outer six are up and around your orb. The inner six are rising up and around your chakra pillar. As we're working with Metatron's Cube, it's beginning to tone with those 12 pillars, the 12 sound waves of our 12 dimensions in the golden ratio harmony of Phi, PHI, in the Fibonacci sequence. And we hear this with our human ears as the sacred sounds of Om. And so you can Om in your mind, you can Om out loud. But this gets those pillars starting to rotate anticlockwise right to left around your aura. And as they open up, they begin to accelerate faster and faster towards the speed of light. There we go, good strong spin. It opens up in a V shape from your feet up and outwards around your aura. And as it's spinning up and increasing your energy frequency, let's command it to also start to spin up the atoms in your cells to spin anticlockwise, right to left. And get them also increasing their frequency. Oh, that's a good boost there. Good. Faster and faster. Higher and higher frequency. As it's increasing, it's also starting to create an inner spiral up the chakra pillar. So let's focus there. I always feel it somewhat like an elevator lift up. And so we're starting at the feet, going up to the root chakra, all the way up the physical chakras, keep rising higher and higher. We're going to go past the crown and into the five astral chakras above the head. There's 12 total that connect to the 12 dimensions. We're running all the way up to the top of the chakra pillar. It's at least 6 feet above your head. And as we get up here, we can now connect to our higher self. Our higher self is our gatekeeper here. It's protecting our portal. It's protecting our channel. And it's filtering out interference. It is the gatekeeper of our 12th dimensional, 12th chakra channel. Now, as we're connecting to the higher self is going to take us through a portal in time into the field of light of the Godhead. Let's let go of the physical world for a minute. We're starting to move in and blend into the vibrant field of popping electrons. This is our virtual particle field. As we move in, you can allow yourself to relax in as if like you're floating in a golden pool of light. And you can even open the spaces around the cells to fill with the field of light, dispersing a bit. We're starting to become more like energy waves, liquid light, very fluid and relaxing in, blending in. This is how we reunite with our abundant universe. There is no separation here, so it's allowing us to merge and blend in oneness with all of existence, past, present, and potential future. All is here for us. So you're allowing yourself to merge in, blend in, become light, liquid light. As we're in the Godhead, let's now connect to our soul presence. And you're going to do this with your unique energy signature. It's like a fingerprint. It's unique to you. It's your soul vibration. And we're using it to call the soul presence to come down into the body. Now, everything is light here. So the soul will come in as a stream of golden light and sound waves, frequency waves. As it's coming in, you're now bringing your energy flow back down, still vertically down now, down the chakra pillar. You're still using your vortex. It's still spinning anticlockwise. As it's bringing the soul presence down and in, just call it in, breathe it in, spin it in, target into the body, into the chakra pillar, bring it all the way down and start to fill into your heart center. And I would see the heart like an upward-facing container, and it's filling with the soul's love. It's filling with the soul presence, with the soul light. Call it in, spin it in, filling. It can even fill beyond the edge of your body to become this big golden sun radiating in your upper body. All the way in. And you can also take the soul's love, its nourishment coming in, and direct it deep inside into the human self, into the inner child, into any areas in your field that feel empty or deprived. Just keep pulling it down and in. This is divine life force. As we're breathing it in, we're calling in more of our soul mastery, more of our soul wisdom and gifts and knowledge, skills. Call it in. We're also calling in more of our soul strength and courage, confidence, power. Our power is our soul light. Ooh, that's good. That's great. Your heart is growing and filling. Oh, let it grow. It can become a cosmic heart. Let's keep filling in. We're going to let that stream in as we're working. Now let's introduce the sacred geometry of the infinity figure 8. You're going to begin to apply it anywhere there's polarized energy. As you know, the infinity helps us bring in more union and balance between opposites. So we're going to apply the first one at our center of gravity. It's right between the heart and solar plexus in the upper belly. And it runs flat parallel to the floor. I always start in the center point and move over right to left around the feminine energy on the left, back to center, then over to the masculine energy on the right, back to center. So you're starting to weave your infinity and pulling those polar opposite energies. So masculine versus feminine, light versus shadow, positive versus negative. You're pulling the opposites into the center fulcrum where they can overlap and begin to unite and balance each other. Oh, there we go, coming in. And then also they begin to cancel out and release all negative polarized charge. So let it lift wherever it wants to. You don't have to control this. Everything is working for us. You just use your consciousness to direct it. So let's call up all energy that does not match our soul signature to come up and out. This could be collective consciousness. This could be from the birth family. Just start calling it out, spinning it out. The vortex is propelling this back to source light in the great central sun. Ooh, good. Release it out. It's coming out of the cells and out of the chakras. It's coming out of the emotional body. Out of the aura, out of past timelines in the aura. Whew, release it out. Okay, we're going to let that keep spinning. Let's add the second infinity figure eight to the brain, to the mind, to the third eye. So again, it's going to run flat parallel to the floor. Start at center point, right between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. And then we start to go right to left around the masculine left brain, back to center, over to the feminine right brain, back to center. Starting to weave your infinity, pulling all the polar opposites towards the center. And begin to cancel and release all negative mental charge. Whew, and this could be anything that got in, again, from the collective, from the birth family, from our culture, religions. There's all kinds of stuff. So let's lift this out. It could be even scalar wave mind control. So continuing to banish all energy that does not match our soul energy signature. We command it out. Good. And as we're working on balancing polar opposites, let's also release anything that's been running in our system that creates that inner conflict between opposites, that creates any kind of battle energy going on between our masculine and feminine or between our heart and our mind. We want to remove the battle energy. We want everything to start to come into this calm, neutral, still point, creating a null zone right at the heart center and right at the brain. Whew, there goes more. Release it out, spin it out. Ooh, back to source light. And let's also start to call up any sabotaging patterns or programs or even any corrupted code. We want to call this out of our system. We're starting to convert from the outdated human code, which has been genetically re-engineered, to our soul code, our galactic code, our soul DNA, which is multidimensional. So we're starting to release all the outdated code patterns and programs. Whew. And continuing to bring our soul light stream in. And it is filled with our soul DNA, our soul galactic code coming in, bringing in our soul bloodline down into the brain. Now let's add one more infinity, and this is going to run now vertically up and down from the heart center up to the brain mind back down. So fourth chakra, sixth chakra, beginning to loop it again, heart and mind. And as we are weaving the infinity up and down, it's starting to bring the heart and the mind into a coherent state of order and resonance. Oh, there we go. Just keep running it. Especially feel and sense where the heart and the mind were not in phase. They were not synced up. So we're starting to sync them up. Where they begin to work as one in harmony. Ooh, there we go. And I found by doing this daily, it's creating the coherence inside that we experience as bliss when everything is neutral, when everything is aligned and is in phase. We experience that as inner bliss and calm and peace and harmony. And this is actually our soul's natural state of being. This is our natural condition. We've been out of condition. This is order. We've been living in disorder. So by doing these techniques every day, you are remembering, recoding, retraining your energy to live in order and coherence in this state of peace and bliss. Okay, and it's also when we get into this non-polarized state that we can begin to directly influence the quantum field and what we're manifesting. As we're spinning, the vortex is moving right to left around our aura, spinning counterclockwise. It's unlocking the gravitational field that is the clockwise spin. It's opening up and unlocking the cells so we can start to clear out the code and the toxins. And so as we're doing this, let's call in the crystal light from source. We're going to bring it flowing down into the chakra pillar and down into the body. This is monoatomic crystal light, source light. And as it flows in, it's like you're under a waterfall of it, or you're under a shower. It's just streaming in. It's starting to wash through all the axiotonal circuits in your body. Just let it wash through. It's washing through the chakras. It's washing through the cells. As we do this, we're spinning faster. And this is how we accelerate the crystallization of our light body. Doing this regularly takes it to a whole new level. As our light builds and amplifies stronger, this is where we're able to repel the counterforce or the backlash. Also, as we're connecting up to Divine Source, the Great Central Sun, this is a new light that started to appear in the last month or so. So let's call in as well. This is more of a thicker, milky, white crystal light. Let this come also down your chakra channel and into the body. Allow it to create like a cocoon, a blanket of milky light around your aura. Allow it to come in and fill in the spaces around your atoms. Just breathe it in for a minute. This is melting away shadow. So focus on that. As the milky white light's filling in, it's absorbing shadow in your field and in your body. It's also melting away any of the scalar wave mind control, so focus it into your mind, filling in with the crystal milky white light. Good. Melt it out, breathe it out, spin it out as it releases. It's also securing your energy field in this milky crystal light cocoon to protect you from shadow counterforce. So holding that nice and strong around you as well. It's inside your orb. Your orb is creating the boundary for it, the container for it. And then it fills inside the orb and inside your body. Okay, good. That's spinning in. Every morning I ground into this, and then every night I visualize it around me before I go to sleep. It's working with the tools we have right now that are divine and 12th dimensional. And they're coming in and they're helping us through our ascension process. Anytime that you may experience severe stress or attacks, you could be splitting out. I was finding I was doing this quite often in the early years, and I haven't done it in quite a long time, not any time this year, but lo and behold, we had it this week. So this is to help you anytime you feel like you lose your connection. First, what I do is I tune inwards and see if you can use your focus, your intention to connect to your inner human self, your human psyche, your inner human child. These are aspects of you. These are parts of us, fragments of us, very, very powerful aspects of us. We want them to be safe. So as you're connecting to your human self, to the inner child, let's start to call them back inside to move into the inner light chamber of your chakra pillar to the heart area. Anywhere that they split out and they were in the aura, let's call them back in, all the way in. Breathe them in, call them in, all the way into your chakra pillar. Then let's bring the human self into the loving embrace of your soul presence already in the chakra pillar, already at your heart. And so I always see my human self go into a warm embrace with my soul presence in the light chamber, in the chakra pillar, and they connect heart to heart. There we go, link them up. We want this connection to hold. And so as you're bringing the two parts of you together, your divine self, your human self, connecting heart to heart in that embrace, open and receive the love just streaming from your soul's heart into your human's heart. Open and receive it in. This is nurturing and comforting, healing. It's soothing into the human psyche, into the inner child. Take that love right in to your inner child's heart as well. Whew, breathe it in. Call it in. Let it fill you, that love. Let it fill your human self. And restore your human self. Nurture your human self. And it also helps the human self know the love is always present here from the soul in your inner light chamber. So you're creating a link right now between the soul presence and the human self and the inner child. So if any time in the future you split out, this link is made. It's clearly available anytime and you can pull right back into it. We're bringing our human self into the embrace with the soul presence. You're grounding your human essence inside your chakra pillar into the heart center, and you're anchoring with your feet chakras the human presence in your light chamber to the 5D crystal light grid. So now we're starting to ground and anchor the human presence inside our hearts with the soul in the chakra pillar. Okay, I can feel the feet starting to lock that in and ground that in. Just command that to take hold. Linking at the heart, grounding into the body. When we're able to unite the human self with the divine self, this begins to increase our heart's magnetism. Breathe in that soul love, that soul nourishment, that divine presence is beginning to, in a sense, create like a second heartbeat inside your core. It's the pulse and rhythm of your soul light, your soul presence. Always there, always alive. Breathing it in. Amping up more of your heart's magnetism. It builds with your soul's light, your soul life force, your kundalini life force. That's the golden light that's streaming in, filling in your chakra pillar. It's your kundalini life force, and it's starting to fill and amp and really get a strong light broadcast, strong light pulse inside. Oh, that's good. And as we have our infinity figure eights running, it's establishing the inner null zone right at the center fulcrum of the infinity in your heart and in your mind, in your brain. It's creating a non-polarized still point. Breathe into that and focus into that for a minute, into your neutral, calm, still point. And if it helps, you can visualize like a swinging crystal pendulum in your heart and your mind. You're bringing it into stillness. No more polarity, no more swing. Everything coming into a balanced stillness in the heart, in the mind, in the brain, in the third eye. And this begins to open up that natural flow of your torus. And this also begins to build up more heart magnetism. So let's breathe into that for a minute. It flows from the top down and from the feet up. It meets at the core, circles out, fills back in, circles out, fills back in. We're starting to get that flow moving. And as it circles in, it's bringing in all that we need for our successful ascension. Bring it in. You're calling it in from the heavens. It's coming down your chakra pillar into your heart's magnetic field. Breathe it in. Call in what you need to support your soul purpose and your soul's joy. Let's take a minute for that. As we're getting the torus circulating from the neutral still point in your mind and your heart, bringing in your future outcomes. Breathe this into our heart, into the belly, into the core. You're holding it inside you so it can get some juice. The Kundalini connects with it and it begins to imprint in the mind, third eye, in the heart. Keep calling it in, breathing in what you need. You're bringing in the energy of it. You're bringing in the code of it. You're bringing in the consciousness. Breathe it in, call it in. And as it builds inside you, builds in your magnetic field, it begins to interact with all that's around you. It begins to create new realities in your field. Your feet are grounding it in, you're anchoring it in, you're in your body, you're connecting to your soul presence at the heart center, and you have this neutral null zone, this non-polarized still point. It's creating that torus flow, drawing in all that you need, generating more juice, your heart magnetism. Let's envision that we're going to unlock anywhere that you've been traveling through the lower gates. We're going to connect and set up our direct channel through the crystal stargates to source and to our soul origin. The powerful vortex is still spinning right to left, anti-clockwise. Let it propel you back up your chakra pillar. This is our pathway to source. You're going all the way up again to the top 12 chakra, top to your higher self. Make a connection with your higher self. Your higher self is going to point you to the 12th dimensional crystal stargate opening in front of you. And the crystal stargate in front of you is linked to a sequence of stargates all through the universe. And as you visualize an intention and command that you are now locking this in as your pathway to source, your pathway home through the crystal stargate, let's unlock and let go out of the field anywhere you are connecting to the lower 4D astral gates. We thank and bless them. We disconnect from them and we release them from the energy field now. You are graduating up to the 12D crystal stargates. All the way up your channel to your higher self and then through your personal crystal stargate that opens you through time and space to the entire universe through crystal stargates. All right, that's taking hold and spinning in. Very fast spin right now. This is getting anchored in. So anytime you are expanding and traveling, you only use this direct route home. At such a pure light frequency and such a high range that there is no interference. And the archangels are protecting the crystal stargates. That's part of their responsibility. And so you may actually see them as you move through the crystal stargates. The archangels are protecting them. Now, in this really high divine frequency, as you're standing in the crystal stargate, let's now clear anything that has attached to the field from using the lower astral gate. So we're going to start to command to clear and remove all tags, implants, tracking devices, entity vampires from the field, from the body, through all time. Especially anything you picked up while traveling through the lower astral gates, we command it out now. We banish it. It's in violation of the true law of one. This is your sovereign sacred space. Ooh, here we go. We're starting to get energies releasing. The vortex will spin them back to source light. Disentangle from the web of the dark matrix. Pull your energy away from it. Unplug it from your field. Unplug it from your body. Unplug it from your chakras. Unplug it from your reptilian brain. From the spine. Keep pulling free. Clearing all toxic metal, especially in the brain fluid. We're clearing all artificial intelligence and technology that is misusing your life force or hosting on your life force. We're also banishing out all mind control scalar wave programming. We command it out now. Spin it out, command it out, blast it out. You can use the crystal light as laser beams. Point it where you're feeling the interference. The laser beam starburst will begin to break it apart and spin it out. So let's take a moment, especially if you have specific areas you're feeling or sensing or seeing the interference. Direct the crystal light laser beams to it. Blast it away. Command it out. This is not your energy signature. This is not allowed or tolerated. Whew, there goes more. Spin it out, command it out, clear it out. Whew, it's unwinding out of the spine, in the back of the mouth of God, at the back of the neck. It's coming out of the tailbone. It's coming off the crown portal. Keep spinning out the interference. Keep coming back inside your light chamber, into your chakra pillar. This is the safest place for your human self to be. It's in the loving embrace with your soul. Your soul is your power. Whew, there goes more. You might be releasing energies out of the joints in the body. Just let it spin out wherever it wants to. The vortex knows what to do. It's taking all this energy back to source of the great central sun. If it helps, you can imagine you're under a waterfall, flushing with the crystal light, washing out the shadow consciousness. Washing out even attacks from others. Washing out entities that are feeding and hosting on your light. Point all of this interference away from your light, back to source light, at the great central sun, at the galactic core. If you need to, you can put up a mirror and point them back to source light, away from your light, away from your life force. Good, there goes more. Command it out. We are canceling and revoking any agreement that was made in time to allow others to host on our light. We are canceling and revoke it now. It is not in alignment with the current ascension plan. We are all being given that choice point, free will, to choose to connect to our divine source of light. Goes more. Good. Spin out the interference. Spin out the implants and the tracking devices, the scalar wave, mind control. Spin it out. Command it out. Keep flushing your whole system with crystal light. You're washing and purifying yourself of that shadow consciousness. Whew, there goes more. Spin it out. We are setting ourselves free from the dark matrix. We're setting ourselves free to live as sovereign beings. Claiming your divine inheritance as a child of God, Goddess. This is your right. Vortex is spinning very fast. Got a lot of energy clearing. Continue to hold your orb of light, your crystal container. It's in the shape of the 12-sided dodecahedron orb around your outer boundary. As we clear the interference, this crystal dodecahedron, it's forming a powerful force field of protection around your body and aura. And it grounds there at your feet, right onto your grounding platform. Still clearing and releasing, spinning out all interference, all backlash, all counterforce, all shadow consciousness. Spin it out. We're becoming crystalline light beings. And as we're grounding onto our grounding platform, this is the foundation of our ascension. So we're also anchoring our feet and our orb, our aura, onto our ascension path of light. It's coded with our blueprint. It's coded with our soul signature. And so now let's tune into where our personal soul group, this is from your original star system, where your soul group is helping to prepare your energy field and your ascension path of light to get you home. Let's open and receive their love, their support. They're coming in. They're bringing to us what we need. They're helping prepare us. Allow that in. I see them working not only in the chakra pillar and astral plane, but they're also working on your path of light in front of you. They're bringing in what you need to get home. All the first wavers are preparing to transform into light. Our soul group is helping us with this. The archangels are helping us with the crystal stargates. Everything coming into place. All that we need to support our ascension. So I feel the feet are grounding and anchoring all the activations in your energy field onto your path of light. Let's tune into Mother Nature and the field of order that exists in nature. And we're just opening up the space around the atoms and bringing in the field of order to blend inside us, to help us to heal and replace any disorder or chaos in our bodies, hearts, or minds. There we go, bringing in the field of order. It's helping to reorganize our cells and help replace aging and diseased cells with divine life force. We're regenerating new golden cells. This is the resurrection. We are rebirthing our bodies, but we're birthing it with crystal light. So breathe that in, feeling inside. Whew. Crystal light going deep into the cell nucleus, into the DNA. And the field of order is recoding us, reorganizing us. So everything comes into order inside us. We set that into motion now. And so it is. Just breathe it in, call in what you need, take it deep inside. Keep your human self, your inner child, in the loving embrace with the soul, at the heart, in the chakra pillar. Calling in the milky crystal white light to melt away the interference, dissolve shadow, and sustain a force field of protection, cocoon of light around the body. We're setting all this into motion now. Spin it in, calling it in from all 12 dimensions, coming down and into the physical body, into the physical realm, deep in, spinning still right to left, drawing it down inside. Take it deep down to the atomic level. All the way in, and you're also taking it deep into the physical body, into the blood, into the bone and muscle, tissue, skin. Take it deep into the bone marrow, deep in. We're also taking all the healing, nurturing love deep into our inner child. That concludes our activations for today. So we set these intentions into motion now. And so it is.